This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 23, Frantically Searching. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Then he was the gardener. Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Teacher!" Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Mary couldn't find Jesus. She looked in the tomb and checked with the disciples. By the time she turned to the man who she supposed was the gardener, she was in tears and nearly frantic. "Where is Jesus?" she wondered. "I know the feeling. In my youth, I knew I needed Jesus in my life more. I went to church, I tried to be good, and I believed Jesus was real, was God, and had died for my sins. I trusted in him for salvation, but I longed for something more. I wanted to experience Jesus being right there with me." Maybe you've felt that way too. Even people who are committed to Christ sometimes long for a more powerful sense of his presence, especially in times of loneliness, sickness, or grief. Maybe you're just learning about Jesus and aren't yet sure what to think about his death and resurrection or how to have a relationship with someone in heaven. These are times when we can understand some of Mary's desperation, and we can learn from her. Mary didn't give up. After the two disciples left, she stayed, and then Jesus came. "Jesus eventually gave me a stronger sense of his presence too. I don't always have that, and it's certainly not something I can control. But I'm learning that I need to be patient, and those who earnestly seek him will find him." Pray with me. Dear Jesus, we believe you love us, and we know you're always there. Please also let us experience you closely, Lord, and grow in our faith in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.